clearest sign a technology has stopped being scarce is where the lawsuits land. It's Saturday, July 11th, and on Friday, Apple sued OpenAI, not over a model, over hardware. The model finished commoditizing this week. OpenAI now ships something like 36 API variants of GPT-5.6. Ordinary users get a single slider, and a trim of it produced a claimed proof of a 50-year-old math problem. So the fight moved off the model. Apple's suit, filed in Northern California, accuses OpenAI and its hardware unit of taking trade secrets through the people it hired, naming Tang Tan, Apple's former iPhone design chief, now OpenAI's head of hardware. OpenAI paid about $6.5 billion for Joni Ive's startup to build a device, and the fastest way to build hardware is to hire the people who already build the best of it. More than 400 former Apple employees now work there. The read for a builder. The weights are rented, and the benchmark lead lasts a quarter. The defensible assets left are the device, the distribution, and the people who make either. On the proof, OpenAI credits a 50-year-old conjecture to GPT-5.6, running 64 sub-agents for under an hour. Read it with the mathematicians. One called it a very nice proof, then noted no one has finished checking it, and it may recombine known work. It's a real event, not a settled result. Treat it as a capability signal to watch, not a thing to cite. Meta pulled an Instagram tool that let anyone generate images from strangers' public photos after the obvious backlash. And SpaceX filed to launch up to 100,000 next-generation Starlink satellites, each claiming more than 10 times the bandwidth. The connectivity, the silicon, and the device are all being staked out. The model is the one piece nobody is fencing. To the tape. We hold Micron long on the memory thesis, unchanged. We open a watch on Apple. No frontier model of its own, but it owns the device and the distribution, the two layers that don't commoditize, and the suit is a tell it feels OpenAI's device as a real threat. We hold the Nvidia watch. The tape is the desk scorecard, not advice. Our call, within 9 months, the talent and IP war goes further into the courts. At least one more trade secret or non-compete suit between a big incumbent and a lab over AI hardware hiring, following Apple and OpenAI, rather than settling around it. What proves us wrong is April, with Apple's suit standing alone. The scarce asset is people. Watch who sues to keep them.